Welcome to the Nation of You. I'm Tashi Jones. And before we talk about motherhood or identity or anything else that sounds like another thing to figure out, I want you to pause with me. Wherever you are right now, maybe you're sitting in your car with your hands on your steering wheel, taking a few quiet minutes before you go back in. Or maybe you're folding laundry that never ends. Or you're listening with one earbud in while your nervous system is on alert, waiting for someone to need you. I want you to take a breath. Not a performative one. Not a do-it-right one. But noticing your inhales and your exhales. Let your shoulders drop even a fraction. Move your neck around. Unclench your jaw. You are safe here. This space is for you if you love your kids deeply and fiercely, and you still find yourself wondering, quietly, almost guiltily, where you went. If parts of you feel muted or distant, if you can't remember the last time you did something simply because it felt like you. Motherhood has a way of rearranging everything. Your time, your body, your sense of self. And no one really prepares you for the identity shift that comes with it. We talk about the sleep deprivation, the schedules, the feedings, logistics. But we don't really talk about what it feels like to slowly disappear into the role. So let this podcast feel like two friends sitting across from each other with warm mugs between us. No fixing, no rushing. No pressure to take notes and optimize your life. Just presence. Each week here, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more steadiness, and more peace. Not by doing more, but by coming back to yourself in small, honest ways. If you've been holding together everything, managing all the tabs in your mind, carrying emotional weight that no one sees, this is your moment to set it down for a few minutes. You don't need to earn rest here. You don't need to justify your exhaustion. You don't have to prove you're a good mother. You already are. And you're still a whole person too. Let your breath deepen again. Feel the surface you're sitting on. Notice that you are here. We can begin from this place. I remember the moment it hit me. It wasn't dramatic. No breakdown on the kitchen floor or in the closet. There's no clear before or after. Just a quiet realization. I was straightening up the house after my daughter had gone down for her nap. The house was finally still. And instead of relief, I felt this strange hollowness in my chest. Like I had done everything right and was still missing something essential. The thought that came to me was, I don't know who I am anymore when no one needs me in this exact moment. It's kind of scary. On paper, I was doing the things I had wanted. I was home, I was present, I was caring for my child with my whole heart. But the constant giving, the anticipating needs before they were spoken for, had slowly folded me away. It wasn't intentional, and it certainly wasn't out of resentment. It was out of love. Motherhood invited me to expand, but I didn't realize how much of myself had also contracted in that process. I grieved things I couldn't quite name. The version of me who moved through the world with a little bit more ease. The woman who could follow her curiosity without checking the clock. The opinions, preferences, rhythms that didn't need to bend around nap time schedules or dinner times. And then there's guilt. Because how dare I miss myself when I had this beautiful child that I had longed for so long? How dare I long for parts of me that existed before her? That inner narrative, it's subtle, but relentless. Good mothers don't feel this way. Grateful mothers don't want more. So you swallow it down. I told myself it was just a phase, that I'd find myself later. That this was the cost of loving someone this deeply. But your body keeps its own record. You start feeling it as tension, as irritability that doesn't match the moment, as the quiet sadness that shows up when things are finally calm. My nervous system was constantly oriented outward, scanning, tending, holding. And there was no room left for me. The first step back to myself wasn't a grand declaration or a perfectly planned out and executed morning routine. It was tiny and simple. I bought a new notebook, but this one wasn't for planning and productivity. It was to write whatever came out. I would sit for 5 minutes at the beginning of her nap time and just ask myself the question, what do I need right now? Sometimes the answer was sleep. Sometimes it was silence. Sometimes it was movement or music. Or to feel something that wasn't responsibility. Sometimes the answer surprised me. But that small action just cracked open the surface. It wasn't a solution per se, but it was a remembering that I wasn't lost. I was buried under the roles, expectations, and the belief that motherhood required me to disappear. That moment, cleaning up didn't fix anything overnight, but it marked the change in trajectory, the turning back to myself, a willingness to listen again, and that's what changed everything. There's a reason identity feels so fragile in motherhood. And it's nothing to do with you doing something wrong. Motherhood is a full body initiation. It has you reorganize your time, your priorities, your nervous system, your very sense of self around another human being. The needs are constant, immediate, and quite often loud. And even when they're quiet, they're still there, right in the background of your awareness. So your attention moves outward and it stays there. That alone would be enough to create strain. But then we add in expectations. We layer on cultural traditions, internal expectations, the unspoken belief that a good mother is selfless, endlessly available, emotionally regulated at all times, grateful, fulfilled, complete. As if becoming a mother should erase the parts of you that existed before. As if love requires disappearance. Most of us never consciously decide to let ourselves go. It happens through 1,000 small moments. You skip a meal here, you hold your bladder. You ignore the ache in your shoulders. You put off the walk or the book you want to read. Or you put down the quiet cup of coffee because someone else needs you more urgently. And over time, your inner world gets quiet. Not because it's gone, but because you stopped listening. What I see again and again in mothers is not selfishness or neglect of their children. It's neglect of themselves in the name of being good, of being needed, of being reliable, of being everything. Here's what you need to remember, and this is what changed things for me. A good mother is not the one who erases herself. A good mother is the whole one. And we are setting the example for the children we're raising. Wholeness doesn't mean balance in the way we've been sold it. It doesn't mean equal time for everything or perfectly protected self-care rituals. It means integration. It means allowing your identity to expand rather than collapse. Motherhood is a new layer, but it does not replace you. When we don't name this, when we don't give ourselves permission to grieve what's shifted and tend to what's missing, your body will step in. You feel it as resentment you don't want to admit, as numbness, as low-grade anxiety that hums even on a good day. This is not a personal failure. It's a nervous system that's been oriented outward for too long without reciprocity. Reclaiming your identity doesn't start with finding yourself again. In a dramatic way. It starts by letting yourself be a person again. Not just a role, not a function, but a whole person. For me, that began with micro self-care. And I don't mean bubble baths or spa days. I mean, moments so small, they don't really register as anything worth protecting. Something like standing outside barefoot for 2 minutes, feeling the temperature. Listening to a song from when you were growing up and letting the memories wash over you. Or drinking your coffee slowly instead of reheating it 3 times and gulping it down. It wasn't about indulgences. They were messages. Signals to my body that I still existed. Your identity isn't built through grand gestures. It's built through repetition, through reminding your body again and again that your needs matter too. Another doorway back to myself was revisiting old passions. Not with the expectation that they should look the same, but with a curiosity about how they wanted to come back to life now. I used to love writing. And before motherhood, it was this expansive, unstructured, freeing feeling. But after becoming a mom, I told myself that there wasn't room for it, that it belonged to the past me. But your identity isn't frozen in time. It evolves. And when I let myself write again, even in small fragments, even imperfectly, it felt different, more grounded, more embodied, and less performative. It wasn't about becoming who I was before, but it was letting that part of me breathe inside of the life I had now. You don't need to resurrect who you were before to be whole again. You need to integrate the old things you loved into your new life. Journaling became a bit of that bridge for me. Not the pretty aesthetic bullet journals that I had before. Not all the fancy prompts designed to fix things, but just honest inquiry. Who I am when I'm not needed. What lights me up now, even if it's just a little bit? What feels heavy that I've been pretending is fine? These are the questions that aren't meant to be answered once. They're meant to be lived with. Here's the nervous system piece that matters. When you constantly override your own needs, your system learns that you're not a safe place to land. It learns that connection means self-abandonment and that care only flows one way. So when you start turning inward, it'll probably feel uncomfortable, maybe even threatening. You'll probably feel guilt, anxiety, resistance. That doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It's your system adjusting to the new pattern. You can teach yourself that you can be both devoted and self-honoring, that you can meet your child's needs without disappearing from your own life. This is the shift from self-sacrifice to self-searching. Self-sacrifice says, I will give until there's nothing left. But self-searching asks, what do I need in order to give from fullness? And eventually, with practice, integration becomes possible. Integration looks like letting your child see you rest, letting them see you say no. Letting them witness you choosing yourself in small, grounded ways. Not as a lesson, but as a lived reality. Your children don't need martyrs. They need models of wholeness. There's another piece that often sits underneath the surface. Fear. Fear that if you honor yourself, something will fall apart. Fear that your needs are too much. Fear that choosing yourself makes you selfish. But self-trust is not built by ignoring yourself. It's built by listening and responding. Every time you notice a need and meet it, even imperfectly, you reinforce that new internal relationship. the one where you matter. This is where your support system should come in, because doing this alone is hard. Repatterning years of conditioning while actively mothering is not light work. You don't need another method or system to optimize motherhood. You need scaffolding that holds you while you remember who you are. That is why I think of this work not as self-care, but as self-return. Returning to your body, returning to your preferences, returning to the parts of you that were never meant to be sacrificed. You're not choosing between being a good mother and being yourself. You're learning how to be both. And that learning happens slowly and gently and in the middle of real life. It's not about fixing motherhood. It's about making room for you inside it. I want to offer you something simple here. Not another thing to get right, but a small place to begin. If you're up for it, grab a piece of paper or open a note on your phone. This isn't about journaling beautifully or finishing a page. It's about listening. I want you to write down three things that are just you. Not roles, not responsibilities, not what you do for other people, but just you. They could be small. This isn't about impressing yourself. The first time I did this, mine looked like, I like quiet mornings. I feel more like myself when I get outside. And I need more creative expression. That was it. There was no explanations, no fixing, just writing them down. And as you write yours, notice what happens in your body. Do you feel relief, resistance, emotions rising in your throat or your chest? Let it be there. You're not doing this to solve anything. You're doing it to reconnect. I want you to choose one personal need for this week. One. That's not a transformation. This isn't a lifestyle overhaul. But one need. Maybe it's rest, or movement, or silence. Maybe it's being seen. Ask yourself honestly, what do I need right now? Then make the smallest amount of space for it. Even 5 minutes counts. Saying no to something counts. Letting something be imperfect counts. This isn't selfish, it's relational. Every time you honor a need, you teach your nervous system that you are a safe place to land. You don't need permission. You don't need to earn it. Just notice. Name and respond. That's how self-trust is built. As we end today, I want to leave you with this thought. Your identity is not gone. It isn't something you misplaced or failed to protect. It didn't disappear the moment you became a mother. It layered. It deepened, and it asked to be held differently. You're not meant to choose between who you were and who you are now. You're meant to weave them together. There is room for devotion and desire, for responsibility and longing, for motherhood and you. If you take nothing else from this episode, let it be this. Wanting to feel like yourself again does not mean you love your child any less. It means you are listening to the part of you that knows you are still here. I'd love to hear from you. If it feels right, share the one just me thing that you named today. Or send this episode to a mom who needs permission to remember herself too. Next time, we'll gently explore something that often stops this work in its tracks: the tension between mom guilt and self-priority. The fear that choosing yourself costs too much. For now, let yourself be exactly where you are. You're not behind. You're not failing. You are becoming.